You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello.
Hello, hello, everyone.
It's War Crimes.
Woo. Hello, hello.
Professional intro.
Everyone, get ready. Get your bingo cards out.
Yep.
Yep.
Unfortunately, my camera is already broken before we started, so I've got my little avatar. Oh, well. But today is a special day, everyone. We are doing a particularly interesting quiz today, and we have a quizmaster from the realm of Warhammer animation. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Devin, also known as Crack Duck.
Hello there. That would be me.
I'd just like to address something very quickly. Colin in the chat just immediately put just one word, come. So I don't know. Just to get everyone.
Perfect. Bingo card early.
Get us into the streaming mood.
I hate all of you.
No, you don't.
not you three. The audience.
All right, that's it. I'm leaving. I didn't come here to get hated on.
He came here for the cock chair specifically, okay? Jazz of the cock chair.
I had to learn that cock chair lore earlier. It was epic.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we had to go through the basics of the bed made meme, why Hal is evil, what's the cock chair, you know, everything.
Yes.
So now he is a lore crime thought expert.
Colin.
Did I what?
Do you nickname it the Golden Throne?
No, I don't nickname it the Golden Throne. If anything, it's closer to like an orc loot pile.
Oh my god. Thank you everyone in the chat, by the way, because man, some of you are like already roasting us. Thank you, DJ Beast. Appreciate that. Actually, a nice comment. Shout out to the one nice comment. Amos McNeil says, Amber King, love your videos.
Thank
cheers,
you,
brother.
Amos. We need the niceties.
Is excited you're here, Crack Duck.
Yes. I'm excited to be here too, actually. I like doing this little collab appearances.
Indeed.
What does DJ Bay say? He says Hal got rid of the mirror because it's his portrait of Dorian Gray. That's the guy from Fifty Shades, right?
Isn't that a book?
Yeah, but I think Dorian Gray is the guy who has the portrait.
Oh, is he?
He's the one who stays young, but his portrait ages. He's making a joke about your age, Hal.
Is
he? I was like, what are you talking about, 50 Shades of Grey?
It's a philosophical novel by Oscar Wilde. That's
I was supposed to read it, but I didn't.
For school or something, or just
they're like, with, you need to read this for school and write an essay. And I said,
it's the film with something on the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and there's a character like that, isn't it?
The first book I did that with was a Jane Eyre. I could not.
Jane Eyre?
That book.
I don't think I've even heard of that book.
It's, I guess, like the romance novel of all time or something. And it's
made you read a romance novel for school.
It's also from like 1890 or some shit. So it's like, you know, the height of scandalousness is. Oh
my
god.
Heavens! She showed me her ankle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before we get two off the rails. We got a $4.99 donation from Parker Summerlin saying, if the Primarchs had a Pokemon, what Pokemon would best suit each Primarch?
Vulcan would have a Charizard. That's 100%.
Fair. Fair.
What's that Pokemon? Has everyone played the one where...
Would Bad Robo have a Blast?
Because he's got like Fire Leaf Green, would like they go into the morgue and they have like the
Cubone.
Yeah, I think Comrade Curse would have that.
Yeah, I'm always freaking dead.
Seems up his vibe.
He's all pissed off all the time.
I'm still stuck on this. I gotta get away from this.
There's a Pokemon that's like, it's so angry it died and turned to a ghost. That could be like Angron or something. So the Mankey variant, it might actually be called Mankey still. I don't know how I forgot how the variant.
Not Primeape.
Primeape's. It's like his variant though. It's like the Alolan version.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Snorlax to.
After I retired from Pokemon.
Because he's like Rogaldorn just because it's an iron.
He's so boring.
Or even funnier, it could be Chansey because you just sit there for 20 hours waiting for the HP bar to.
I mean, Rogaldorn would have that one that literally holds a girder in. I can't remember its name, but it's like a building.
I think it actually is just girder. I think that's.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's Rogaldorn's Pokemon. Easy. Yeah,
there's another one. It's like a sandcastle.
It is just called Girder.
Yeah. Pokemon's, what's it called? Unmatched in naming sometimes.
G-U-R-D-U-R-R. Girder.
Give Fulgrim a jinx.
I have a question for Mr. Crackduck. DJ Beast asked, Mr. Crackduck, your favorite epic rap battle in history?
Oh, man. I think, wasn't there one with Michael Jackson and someone else?
There was. It was Elvis.
Yeah, I like that one just because I'm a big fan of both of them. I think there's one with, might have been Napoleon or something. And they did a bunch of like short jokes, and I thought that was the funniest shit ever when I first watched it.
The best one is the Ninja Turtles versus the Renaissance artists.
Wait, there's Ninja Turtles versus, that's a good one. I want to watch that. I didn't watch that many. I'm kind of uncultured.
We've been begged since this channel started to get a Epic Rap Battles tier list. So every single
you got to do it. You got to do it.
That's what I've been saying.
Donation by Inclined Backup says GW are cowards. That's why the Kashchan jungle fighters don't worship Boingob, the roundest of gods, the rotisserie lord, father of all squigs. Mm-hmm. Right, like, are you familiar with Boingob?
No, I want to be.
Colin, please enlighten our.
We'll see. In Age of Sigmar, there's these thing called god beasts that are just really powerful divine monsters.
Oh, like Pokemon.
Yeah, Boingob was the squig god beast.
So he's real. Squigs.
Well, he was real. He tried to eat the sun and burned up.
Oh,
now they
that's
live
pretty
in
cool.
His head.
He lives on.
I worship him.
I spent probably 15 minutes straight just laughing when I learned about Boingob.
I like that guy. No, Sigmar has some pretty fun lore. I don't know anything about it, but it is pretty cool.
He died as he lived.
Trying to round. Round, yeah.
Thank you.
What kind of god are you if you can't eat a sun, though? That's kind of pathetic.
Hey. You leave him be.
Gosh, Ross sins.
No, what I'm saying is I think Boingob, this might be a ploy. Like, he kind of faked his death so he could go squig around somewhere.
Crack Duck Conspiracy Channel just going to be going through like, what's the real origin of Boingob's disappearance?
Yeah.
Was it Fabius Bile? Did he go and leave with Rogaldorn into an alternate dimension? Who knows?
Exactly.
DJ Beast.
Boingob didn't kill himself. That's all I'm saying.
DJ Beast, I see you in a Discord call right now. I will leave for the bit to go yell at you and come back. You fucker.
Plastic Bag, there will be no Overwatch feat tier list. Darkman USA, thank you for the $5. GW should let Kojima name stuff. He gave us great names like Revolver Ocelot.
Revolver Ocelot unironically goes hard though.
Dude, like, one of the guy.
Have you seen him like flipping around his revolvers in the cutscene? It's like there's three polygons, but it looks so fucking cool.
They're pretty good. Just what I expected from the man with the
just as many polygons as you need. Yes, exactly.
But I'm just getting warmed up.
Thank you, Kojima. Yeah.
That was an era. With that being said, we probably should get into the actual.
There's an episode.
Yes,
we're supposed to be having an
episode. It's a guard regiment quiz, if I'm not mistaken. So
it's just like guard in general.
Almost
all the questions are related to a regiment, just by proxy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You seem to like the guard.
I'm somewhat of an enjoyer. Yes,
you might.
I dabble.
You just might.
I dabble from time to time.
What is that noise?
Is that just? Oh, I don't hear
a noise.
No, I had. I was looking at a Steam game before we started, and then the
pay attention, Colin.
I wasn't looking at it now. The trailer started playing in the background. Yeah. The game is so crap.
I guess without
being someone's rooting for you, Colin. Let's go. Yeah.
Donkey Man USA, you're pretty good. You're just big.
Crimson Glory
is an awesome.
Thank you, Donkey Man.
Wow, thank you, Crimson Glory. Nice. Is so stoked for this quiz. I'm actually rooting for you, Colin. Also, what's your favorite regiment and why is it the Blood Pact? I'll just leave it at the Blood Pact.
I like Kai.
Well, mine's not the Blood Pact.
You should kill that guy.
I kind of like Tanith. They're fun.
I like
Valhalla. Tanith is pretty cool. I'm a basic bitch. I like Hades.
I mean, sometimes the default is the default for a reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Cool. Vanilla is a good flavor. I'm just going to say it.
Starship.
Also, what's the policy on cursing? I dropped a few curses.
We're good now at this point.
We should
okay. Yeah, it should be okay.
I hope I don't. If I do ruin it, just bleep me out or something, or just come.
It's usually first 30 seconds or what.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're long past that.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Wonderful
cock
and wonderful cock.
The Janissaries do go hard. I saw that in the chat.
Appreciate that, brothers, for the donation. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll try and get Colin or Andy a dub. At this point,
calm down.
I should say this is probably one of my weakest ones. So
I analyze Colin's every single one of Colin's videos. I know his knowledge, and I tailored this quiz to be specifically the things he does not know.
Oh, DJ Beast, I wish I didn't just look that up. Oh man,
what
was a flashbang. Don't look that up. Yeah. Don't look that up.
Well, that's
don't do it. Yuck. We're not even gonna read that out.
that's pretty cool.
Joe, no, not yet. To be fair, I think I'm not sure who I haven't had voice act on my stuff yet. I'm like Pokemon collecting.
I do voice acting. I'm not good at it, but I could do it.
I've got like a smattering of characters and stuff.
I need to watch more of your stuff. I kind of feel bad I didn't.
There's literally no way you could watch everyone's stuff at some point. I think
Catch up because once I got put into the Cognite, like I just met a ton of people and I'm like, well, I'll have to watch your stuff.
I didn't know there were this many people making
videos. Yeah, for real. That's what I said.
There's no way. Like, I haven't, like, confession, I haven't even watched a Voldemort video for years. Like, I just, because there's, like, I'm already making videos about Warhammer.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't want to watch, I don't like to watch the topic I'm working on for like at least a month before, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to repeat all the things. I'm going to do the same exact video accidentally.
Although you've just done a video on the Tempest of Science, and I'm putting one out tomorrow, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, so you're copying me, you son of a gun.
Yeah, I'm copying you, bub.
Get ready for a copyright strike, buddy.
Oh, I'll meet you in the middle. But yeah,
Raw only person who does that. Raw 66, he says, question, do you think GW refuse in updating the Imperial Guard models is due to the Guard being based off of real historical armies, so any non-GW model could be kit bashed into Guard lack of profit?
I don't think it's that. I think it is lack of profit, but just because, like, you gotta think, like, Space Marines, say you're a Salamanders fan, you could just paint your Space Marines green and it's the same kit, but like Guard, they're just so wildly different. It's like, who's gonna, they don't want to split the Guard fan base, you know, like, oh, I'm a Krieg fan or I'm a Cadia fan, and then you just buy like 8 different Guardsmen kit that are the same thing.
Buy your Forge World kits for 10 grand.
GW's always on catch up.
Gamoff draws an $82 saying, obviously, the best regiment is the Marathi 34th. Dude, it's got to be the Marathi 69th. What are you thinking? It was right there.
Oh, rule 34. Right there. He knows what he did.
Should we get into the Charisma?
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'm not blasting a road game. Caleb Collins. Leave me alone.
And Caleb Collins says, let's hope Colin doesn't blast his rogues.
Caleb Collin always types in the most devious things in the dungeon.
Right.
All right.
Like mentioned, so, in the video.
We get cracking then.
Crack-a-lacking. Let's get cracking. There we go. Brand synergy.
All right.
Should I just read the question?
Yeah. Go for it, brother. Go for it.
Fire away.
All right. Well, first question. Who are the Stoic regiment who loves to send mass infantry waves at any of the Imperium's problems? They are most known for working with the legendary Commissar Kane.
Oh, fuck. Hang on.
I thought this would be a layup guy.
No, I get it.
The spelling will be very off, by the way.
Oh, that's fine. Nobody's ever going to see the spelling. Except for me.
The only thing is, you say the guys who hurled themselves at, like, that's kind of all guard regiments.
Yeah, I was like,
honestly, the first part is.
I was going to put something else, but then you said Kane, and I went, oh, wait, I see where he's going.
The question is the second part, essentially.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. I used to do quiz. I was a big nerd, obviously. But they used to always misdirect you because you would also have to buzz it. So people would buzz in early, and then they give the rest of the question. It's like, oh, you're a fool.
Into my trap card. Just for people playing along, you certainly can, but try not just to type in the answers straight away just so we don't. We'll try not to look at chat whilst we're answering.
Don't cheat.
Just close it out.
Yeah, close the chat. They're cheating.
Might as well.
All right.
We got a 199 from Alpharius.
You guys ready for questions?
Alpharius.
What is the name of the ultra-elite troopers of the Cadian Regiment? Additionally, what is their name derived from? I don't know how the additionally...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's going to work. Oh. I just wanted to add that. I mean, we could do...
Maybe an extra point.
Yeah, we could do an extra point. I don't know if that's how you guys roll here, but...
Does anyone know the second part of that?
I have a vague guess. That doesn't mean I'm right. Oh, thank you very much. Thanks. I'm glad you do.
Oh, God.
I think I know.
Andy told me he knows a lot about guard regiments, so I'm hoping he wins.
Well, I've done a bunch of videos on the guard. But yeah, we'll see.
I have no idea for the second part, honestly. Not a clue.
Ooh. All right, should I go for three? Right.
We're ready for number three.
All right, this one's kind of for Colin. Which regiment is famous for working particularly close with the Eldar and are heavily inspired by a 1962 historical drama?
What?
Which drama? which 1962 drama? Is that it?
I could give more information. I thought you guys would know. I don't know. I guess my guard dog is cute.
This is like my weak spot because I mostly just do characters. So,
oh, that makes sense.
In my videos, so a lot of like this is particularly like. I don't think I will win this.
Can you?
I could give you more hints. It's a World War drama. I don't know if that even helps. I feel like if I give more hints, though, I might just give it away.
No,
that's okay.
You're good.
I should have put this in intermediate, if not expert. Damn.
Oh, come on.
I thought the Eldar one would be helpful.
I'm blanking.
I mean, I have an idea, but I don't, because I've just done a guard video, but I know it's not what you're referring to. So I'm
just going to have plasma guns, if that helps.
I know.
It's somewhat.
We're just going to go with this.
And then I'm not coping. I'm not coping.
Oh, I'm just going to wing it.
I'm not coping.
All right. Should I?
just a review of like
how we don't. I didn't make him too hard now.
Dutch, where are you?
Where's Dutch?
I know he's I know he's in the chat. I just got an edit.
We're doing a phone call. Yeah. Call
brother, I am pinned here.
All right. Would you guys like me to?
You can go through.
Do I look at the answers, or how does this work?
Yeah, yeah. How do we? Or what's the actual answer to question one?
Okay, so for question one, that would be the Valhalla Ice Warriors. Did you guys get that right?
I did.
Should we read off our answers then? Just the rest of
yeah. Everybody got that one right. Good job, everybody.
Yay.
Oh, wait, do you guys want to read off the answers, or how do you want me
actually,
to
actually? We can, I think we should read off our answers and that.
Okay,
so what the actual
okay, I gotcha. And then, for two, it was the Khazarkin, my favorite, and the name is from the Cadian fortress cities called Khazars. Hey, let's go.
I put on part two of that. I put Khazarkin the first thing, and then the second part was the entire plot of the B movie.
I mean, I put Khazarkin, but I said something about their hive cities. Does that count?
I mean, city, close enough.
Yeah. I think I get it.
I'm pretty sure they are like kind of hive cities. They're just like more fortified.
Can read out a donation here by Bunny Cop for $5. Says Kakadraki says, thanks for the Khazarkin Grenadines video. So that's Grenadines video. I almost misread that. But you forgot to shit talk the Inquisition side.
I kind of did. I called them like freaks and stuff. I called them private school kids. That's a big roast.
Guess who's doing a video on them tomorrow?
Woo! Coffee grounds for snorting. That's a hell of a name.
I quite
Where's our guy, Colin? Who's it like? Kabanda's like mighty.
Kabanda's mighty schlong of sickness. Great...
yeah,
that guy's awesome. Coffee grounds for snorting $5. Thank you, brother. He says not likes Eldar, not people inspired by them. You can tell from his opinion on Bretonnia. I think he's talking about you, Colin.
Words. Hey, speak of the devil. Fucking schlong man is here.
Kabanda's mighty schlong of sickness for $5. The Blood Pact is the best guard regiment. Thank you, brother.
That's cheating. They're not in the guard. They're traitors.
I just shouted him out. Real. And I summoned him.
What's the third question?
Wait, what did you
put? The third answer was the Tallarn Desert Raiders.
And I was going to put it.
Was Lords of Arabia.
Shit. You threw me off with plasma guns. I put.
They like plasma guns because that's like one of the most mobile special weapons.
I put more.
You know, they like to ride around on.
I knew they worked with the Eldar, but I wouldn't have thought like the most famous. I thought it just, you know, would have been sand.
That too. Well, I mean, Lawrence of Arabia is pretty much just sand.
Well, you
we're getting really reductionist here.
Arabia. You just said it was a drama.
It was a drama.
So hold on.
It was a historical drama.
There's a lot of historical drama.
I think it threw me off because he said World War II. Isn't Lawrence of Arabia World War
One? No, is that World War One?
Yeah, he just said World War.
I thought I did World Wars, didn't I?
Oh, I missed
it. Said World War.
I apologize if I
said World War. My own brain.
I should have said World War One. I knew that from Battlefield One. I played the Lawrence of Arabia missions.
Yeah. Did Colin get 2 points for the second one with Khazarkin and the cities? Yeah.
Yeah, he got.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
What's so the consensus on Remembrancers hive cities? I feel like that's close enough, right?
That's I get that.
We could do a democratic vote or however you guys want to do it.
There is no democracy. You can decide.
Only crimes.
Okay. Well, do you think you're going to get a lot more in later? Maybe we could make it interesting by not giving you the point.
Wow.
Please, I want to point. I want to beat Hal for once.
I think Hive Cities is close enough. It's cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then no one got the third one right.
No.
Good Raider, man.
I'm sorry, guys.
So by my count, it's 3 points to me, 3 points to Colin, and 2 points to Hal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We have two donations, one by Crimson Glory. Again, thank you, brother. He says the Blood Pact are a guard regiment. They guard the Sabbat worlds.
Don't the Blood Pact like still technically worship the Emperor? Isn't that like their thing, or is it something else?
They think the Emperor is a god, right?
Oh, okay. Right,
well, that's
but they're not to be
everyone.
Pretty interesting. I've heard of them before. Thank you, Alex, for the gaming storyteller.
Yeah, Dutch.
Hey, brother.
I wanted to be a quiz show guy. I based it on the quiz host I saw. I forgot his name. It's like something Tenenbaum.
Yeah, Chris, they do worship Khorne, but I can remember what was the thing where like they still acknowledge that the Emperor is like a god of war, but they don't.
I should have put that in the quiz. Dang it.
That's all good.
They're also a faction in Mass Effect. Completely unrelated.
Very good. People say my guardsmen look like Mass Effect, but I don't really see it, to be honest.
I think my, is that your own like personal model, or is that like
the my like homebrew regimen, because I put red stripes, I think that's the thing, but like they're green, so like
That would do it.
Yeah, the red stripes here,
just one red stripe on the arm.
Yeah, one red stripe, there we go.
Why are you comparing me to Valsh, chat? Don't do that.
That's not very nice.
Yeah,
damn,
how could you.
Strong. All right,
should we move on to round two, or
animated? Hell yeah, right there.
Send it off.
Yeah,
all right, round two, intermediate. Okay, number one. What famous regiment was introduced as a brown alternate scheme for a different popular regiment in a codex from the year 2000?
Oh, what? What was that?
Do you
want me to reread
it? Can I have that entire question again, please?
Yes.
Yes, please.
What famous regiment was introduced as a brown alternate scheme for a different popular regiment in the codex from the year 2000?
So whoever's brown. Damn. Maybe
I'm guessing it's not a cow.
I will say this question is a little bit misleading, but like it is 100% factual, but like you could get misled. So stay wary.
All right. I have a vague idea.
All right. All right. It's
very vague.
This is a bespoke regiment, or is this?
Yes. This is a known regiment.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Plastic bag. Jesus Christ.
Damn. Jesus. Colin, I don't think you're ugly.
Oh, thank you very much.
Plastic bag, you could go float in the wind like Katie says.
After I made him that Eldar video, or that Exolite video.
Plastic bag has been a long time supporter.
Oh, okay. He's
a brother.
Well, then he could call you ugly. Then he earned the
such loyalty.
Well, that's how it is.
That's camaraderie.
If you watch all my videos, you're allowed to call me ugly. All right. Should I say question two? I don't want
to. Hold on.
You're still doing it? Okay, never mind.
They're a regiment that existed.
They still exist.
They colored them brown, and now they're a new regiment. But it's not a variation of an existing regiment. It's a brand new one.
It's a brand new one, yes.
Okay.
I don't play guard. I've never played against guard on the tabletop. No one I know plays guard. This is pain.
I play guard. You know me now.
I do. I take that.
Add that to your resume.
Such a liar.
Knows a guard player.
God. I'm gonna go.
DG Beastland, bro.
Look,
brother. DJ Beast, DM us a picture of you right now.
Yeah.
And if I see the ugliest MF,
decide how good looking.
If I see the ugliest MF in the world, then I'm just like, bro. Gets into the picture, and he's gonna be like jacked and stuff.
Spicy. Also, Caleb Collins donated.
He's a modern day Adonis.
Yeah, $2. Forget the RB. When's the spicy manga tier list? Oh. I don't read manga.
You read spicy ones, though. We all know that.
Midwest 7.
Midwest 7.
God, I think that's even worse.
Moving on, I guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. You guys all ready for question two?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. This one. What regiment does Castellan Ursarkar Creed personally command? I would like the name and the regiment number.
Oh, how? What?
That was just really like, easy. I mean, the name isn't like, well, it's like just the regiment, yeah. Like, what was the regiment called?
So this is Daddy.
You don't need to say like the special name or anything.
Wait, so the reg? Pardon?
You just need like, what's the regiment called? Like,
Can I have a rerun of the question?
What regiment does Castellan Ursarkar Creed personally command?
Okay, we're gonna give
it. I guess with the name and regiment, I meant like you can't just say like Cadians, like as the whole. Like you need the number.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I know Cadia. I just the number. I'm gonna hope it's that number.
I believe.
Praise be to Boeing Gob.
I love Boeing Gob. I should have included him in the quiz. I wish I knew about him.
You now do. You've been enlightened.
Yes, I've been enlightened. Thank goodness.
No. You'll have to put like a little Boeing Gob plushie on your podium as like.
Yes, I feel blessed.
When you like are really full from your dinner, but then you realize there's room for dessert. That's Boeing Gob working through you so that you can.
True.
Breakfast.
Thank you, Boeing Gob.
He is the dessert extra.
He is the dessert.
The dessert emptiness. You can shovel more in.
I love Boeing Gob. There's in the Commandos kill team, there's a exploding squid. He could be like a Avatar of Boingolob. Or Boingolob.
Avatar of Boing. Wow.
Priest.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
His right. His lore god to the chaos gods.
Yes. He summons them. That's how he's able to explode. It's not the TNT.
It's the wills himself. Child. Oh, lore god. We don't care, lore god. Jesus. That's too much.
All right. I think we're next three. All right. How many barrels of hell are the Baneblade Super Heavy Battle Tanks commonly attributed as having? This is in reference to the Dawn of War game quote.
I think this is the number.
I think I know this.
Colin, you've played. We've played Dawn of War not long ago.
Yeah.
You just had to memorize all of the baselines.
Yeah, my man wrecked my stuff with it.
I got to play Dawn of War. I played against my friend and we both got annihilated by the computer. It was humiliating.
Well, that's if you set it to hard, it's like, and you're going to get obliterated.
Yeah. And we haven't really played RTSs before that. And we're like, I'm building a cute little town. Look at my garden.
What was the question again, sorry?
Oh, it was, how many barrels of hell are the Baneblade Super Heavy Battle Tanks commonly attributed to having? This is a reference to the Dawn of War game quote.
Also, we got a donation of $2 from Tom Warren saying, it's also Boingob when you eat a light bulb. True.
Oh my gosh, those videos of people eating light bulbs, they make me cringe so hard. I'm like,
that's a real thing?
Yes, people put them in their mouth and it gets stuck and they're like, what am I supposed to do? I thought it
was
a meme.
But they're not plugged in. They're just
No, they get like a light bulb because there's a thing where it's like you could put a light bulb in your mouth, but you can't take it out. And people are like, that can't be true. That doesn't make sense. And they like stuff a light bulb in their mouth and it's like, oh my God.
And then they can't get it out.
Yeah, they can't get it out. They like freak out. Like, they have a car accident. Yeah.
Tactfully smash it, don't they? And
just bite down.
Yeah.
No, that's what people say in the comments. And like, because they'll be live streaming this because they're stupid. And they'll be like, just bite it.
I remember an old medical thing from when I worked in a hospital. Apparently, they used to inflate balloons when people put light bulbs in another entranceway so they could safely remove them. Because if you just try to like pull them out, they shatter. And that's an even worse problem.
That would be quite bad, I would imagine.
You got glass in your butthole.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I've had an idea. Why is it up there?
Depends which end you put in first, because you could literally... Never mind.
Yeah,
this is horrible.
Yeah, you an expert in this?
Yeah,
you're an expert, eh?
Also, thank you to Caleb Collins who for the comment. You slowly ate a plane. Louis 1945. Thank you for the $2. He says, I don't know who in brackets the US Army sends, but I won fight in World War III. Well, thank you, Louis. Already beat.
Screwing a light bulb. That's one, crazy.
Dog.
That's absolutely insane.
Heinous.
Oh man. All right, do you guys have your
review?
Yes. So for the first question, the answer was the Death Corps of Krieg.
It seemed too obvious.
Yeah, I thought it was too obvious.
Yeah, they used to be brown. That was what I meant was misleading. Like originally they were brown. And then they later became.
I put Harakoni Warhawks. I well overthought that. Jeez.
Oh, they aren't brown. Oh, I guess they are. They're like tan. Yeah, did you know that the Harakoni Warhawks were called Helldivers before like the game came out?
Dude, yeah.
That's crazy.
Stealing ideas.
That's the thing. I was racking my brain. I was like, brown regiment? That's not a
Yeah, no, they used to be like just leather, like plain leather brown with a skull mask.
I was thinking Armageddon Orc. Hunters, because I'm like, well, they're all covered in mud and stuff.
Oh, that's a
but technically different.
Yeah. Is there a Space Marine chapter that is brown?
Minotaurs and Minotaurs.
They're bronze.
That count. Does that count if they're bronze?
I would have no one's made a brown one.
There's like nothing brown or orange. And I know there is an orange one, but I don't remember what's
Covenant of Fire orange.
It's like orange and black, I think.
It's hard to get orange. Black, looking right, to be fair.
Yeah, I hate painting orange. It's a horrible nightmare.
Although I did a short on the Penitent Blades, which have quartered blue and yellow, and all the comments are like, that That's disgusting. What is that?
The quartered schemes are always so funny to me. Like, they're just so, it's like, that's a strange choice. That's
if
a choice.
If they're muted colors, it tends to be all right. But when they're like vibrant, especially when it's a Dark Angel, success is like, that guy stands out like a sore thumb.
It has to be like a reference to those like banners from like medieval times, I would imagine.
Truly a Renaissance parade.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so weird though.
Horrific. I got that wrong as well. I put Mordians because I like my bread. Yeah, that's the basic.
No, Mordians are cool. Yeah, no, they're just a recolor of the Armageddon Steel Legion models.
Damn it.
I like to put in my videos. I call the Armageddon Yellow Krieg, and people are like, no, well, actually, the Armageddon came first. And I'm like, yes, that's a joke. That's the joke.
Yeah.
I also refuse to pronounce corpse right. People hate that.
Was it lieutenant or lieutenant?
I say lieutenant. My British peers have told me that's wrong.
You show me where the F is and I'll call
it. Yeah, I don't know where the real F is either, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're maybe still hung up that we left them.
They've been doing it so wrong for so long.
I mean, if the Americans can say words like, you know, color without the U, we can say left
hand. We don't need the U.
Color.
Yeah, color.
Color. It's not pronounced color, it's color.
Yeah, color.
That's where the U comes color. In. Color.
You're
if it's color.
Color.
C-O-L-O-R. Color.
Well, really, we should spell it C-O-L-E-R because color.
Like, it's based on France. Like,
C-U-L-L-E-R.
Color.
Oh, is that color. What you just said? I might just repeat it.
She keeps saying, Andy, like a bottle of water, like for
a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
What, mate? You got a license for that accent.
We're in America town now.
Plastic bag is we damn Brits. Andy isn't Brit. Andy's not a Brit.
Kind of not.
Louis 1945 Wolf Lord Road Collab. I did one of those. I could see if I can get him on. He's a busy guy though.
Oh god damn it! I even Armageddon Orc Hunters. I had Armageddon in the name too. Man, I just
you were so close.
What's the second one? The
second one was the Cadian Eighth, or yes! Creed's Legacy, or Lord Castellan's Own. I would have accepted any of those.
Cadian Eighth, baby.
Yes, sir. Cadian Eighth. There we go.
What did you put?
You guys all get it right.
Cadian 53rd. I honestly didn't know.
That's far too far.
Andy, did you get it?
I did. I put Cadian 8th Regiment.
I'm in last place in this quiz.
No, this is epic. All right. And then the final one, how many barrels of hell does a Baneblade have? It's 11 in the quote. 11 barrels of hell.
I put 12.
Ah, you're so close.
12 for a second.
It's the it's that little auto cannon. You put 10,000.
10,000, bro. I have never even played God in Dawn of War. I played against them a lot, though. But I was just thinking, there's a lot of times, I think Colin said it before, like, there's a lot of times in Warhammer where someone's like, I won't, you know, be defeated, not in 1 year, 2 years, or even 10.
Yes.
It's like, what about all the other years in between?
Thank you, Horace Heresy character.
Like, I will not back down, not in now or 10,000
years. I like how they're thinking it ahead. It's like, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? And what's your 10,000-year plan?
When they say that, it's like the 40K equivalent of a Marvel cameo, because I know that the GW writers just expect me to just blow buckets in my pants.
Like, yeah. Oh my god, 10,000 plus 30,000. Yeah, like holy crap.
Star Wars like
it's like poetry, they rhyme.
Oh, yeah. God. I love oh my god, it's like that happens. I love Glub Shitto. He's my favorite Star Wars character. Honestly, the sequel trilogy would have been saved for me if he made an appearance.
I'm like, that's what you know.
Done. Yeah.
I wasn't liking episode 8, but the fact that they had that droid that was once seen for like a pixel in episode 1, it made me nut violently.
So, wait, which one?
I'm joking. That's like the.
Oh,
the
I wish. Year, isn't it? No, you could have been like, that could have just been real. That's like something they would do.
That's like, the thing. Like,
all the Star Wars shows have just been cameos.
Yeah, it literally is just, it's all cameo. Like, someone is out there being like, you know, you want good writing, storytelling. No. Yeah.
No, we want to see the characters we saw. Not even the characters, the thing we saw.
Yeah, it's like when they
left droid. Like, whatever. and chuck him in. They're going to go nuts.
It's, no, for real.
It's like in, I think it was season 2 of The Mandalorian, they put HK droids in. I'm like, I've played Knights of the Republic.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
Even in, I think season 1, they had that like freaking ice cream machine from Empire. Yeah. People like lost their shit. They're like, holy crap, there it is.
The thing, was, the thing that was only like a toy and was never actually in anything.
George Lucas literally said, here, hold this ice cream machine and run.
Yeah. Now it's an APC.
Cool. I honestly,
I love that. I love that though. Star Wars, I make fun of it, but I love it.
I feel depressed about Star Wars, man.
Oh, God, no, me too. There's just so much of it. I'm like, oh, God.
What does your bed look like? Shit. But thank you, Richter.
But on the bright side, guys, Halo TV series has been cancelled.
Oh, yes, God is
God has returned.
MS is actually calling earlier because I
took a little break.
Put Chief back so in happy. The stasis squad and go, wake me when you need me.
It's like, apparently, they're not like done with it. Just like Paramount just don't see a profit in it. So they're going to, I guess they'll try again at some point. Hopefully.
I get scared when they make shows of things I love. I'm like, oh man. Yeah. I hope they do it good.
And I just, the Witcher. Don't talk about The Witcher.
The what?
The Witcher.
Oh, I wasn't even a Witcher fan, but I heard how bad it was, and I felt bad for Witcher fans.
Oh, man.
Dutch coming in with the sponsorship layup.
Thank God. You, Dutch.
Speaking of sponsors, Angry Homunculus donated £2 saying, any questions on Penal Legions? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Have to wait.
Maybe.
Should we move on to the next, or the last set?
What's the point tally, by the way?
I think
I guess I should be keeping track of this.
From what I can tell, it's 2 points to Hal, and me and Colin are tied at 4 points.
Yes, Hal has 2, indeed. And then, yes, I think you're right.
Pain.
Yeah. Wait, are we?
I've won so many.
You said 5, right?
Well, you know, I would have 5. Andy, wouldn't you? Would also have?
Yeah.
No, Andy, you would have 4. Did you get the Armageddon one right?
He got the Cadian and the... Oh, no, wait. Yeah, he would only have 4 because he got...
Oh, you got 5.
Yeah, because I got the Cadian 8th and the 11th.
Oh. 3-4. Yes.
Oh, well,
Colin's actually winning.
They said
I told you, I analyze Colin's channel. I know what he knows.
No, Colin won the... we did a quiz on corn, and he hates corn, and that's the only... That's like the most recent quiz. He's like,
he won out of spite.
I think I have 2. I have 2 dubs.
Never mind. Speaking of Korn,
you'll have 3 dubs after today, I hope.
Korn's biggest fan calling on Colin to win. So
I want Colin to win too now. I love underdog stories.
I might just not answer any more questions, seriously.
Yeah, just throw it.
Please quit. Go home.
Should we get into the expert category now?
Let's go.
These ones, I feel like they are pretty obscure. I feel like they might be too hard.
That's
all right. So, number 1, what is the name of the Steel Legion stormtrooper who was one of the few survivors alongside Grimaldus in the last stand at the Temple of the Emperor Ascendant in the Battle of Hell's Reach?
Oh, do we need his full name?
You can put his first name.
Oh, it's in
there. He's going to get it right.
Okay.
Mr. Andy the Remembrance.
I enjoyed winning. I remember things.
It's my job.
Oh. God, it's in there.
And Coffee Ground Snort.
It's not in here.
He's donated $2 saying the Halo series got cancelled. Nature is healing. Yes, it is. It truly is.
The love of Jesus Christ truly is infinite to give us such a bountiful gift.
Oh, God, it's in my brain. It's in there.
Like, hello, hero.
Just take out the batteries, put them back in, and reboot.
No, I can hear his voice in my head. And then him being sad at the end. Because
I had a headache.
Yeah, he has a funny story, actually. He didn't get his paycheck. There's a hint.
No.
Got mad he didn't get his paycheck. Promoted, though. Yeah, he did, yeah. Yeah, so you know who it is. You just need the name. So close.
Yeah, I'm just going to taunt. Yeah. I'm just going to taunt Hal with more quotes.
Thank you, Bebebo, for reminding. I won the Phoenix Lord quiz. I'm up 2.
Oh, yeah.
No more tanks must
die. If you didn't win the Phoenix Lord quiz, you would have to throw away.
I'd be done.
Your friend, your love. Did she make it? Did you find her?
Yes. I found her.
Oh, I thought
anyway.
I panicked.
Hello, hero.
Is everybody's answering?
We're in.
I'm not beholden to a guardsman.
All right. Let's go with the second one. Okay. Lasguns are the guard's most iconic and trusted weapon. What is the pattern that the Solar Auxilia are known to use? This one's kind of cheating because I don't think they're technically guard, but it's close enough.
They're like 30K guard.
Yeah. No, yeah, I called Scions a regiment, and people were like, well, technically they aren't a regiment. And I'm like, I mean, technically they are, though.
Well, they are, I mean, I've just done a video. They are like a regiment.
Yeah.
They are like a weird. And the thing is, I watched your video, and you were like, you're talking about the Kasarkin and stuff. And I'm like,
yes.
Technically, they're not Tempestus Scions.
Yeah.
They're like the equivalent. So I had to
be asking
for a slight bit of help. Is this a number, or are there letters in it, too?
Oh, you need the name. I think the name would be the most important thing.
For their
God, for their like Lasguns. The pattern of Lasgun, yeah. I mean, if you say the number, I don't think there's many other ones with the same number.
Oh, good. Oh, there's a number too. All right. Have fun winning, Andy.
If you say the number, that's half points, but if you say the name, that's full.
I just can't think of her.
That's kind of.
I'm just thinking, like, you know how
eight.
Like just name like crap after like the Primarchs, like even like a Malkador tank or something. So I'm just like,
well, hint, it's a weird made up word, if that helps.
I was just
actually, it might be a real word. I don't know
because it's early on. I'm going to put a low number, I'm going to lowball it.
All right, yeah.
Also, plastic Someone bag is a new member.
That would be an acceptable answer. All right.
Now,
should
I'm
say the last question? Oh, wait, are you still doing it? I'm sorry. I don't want to rush
not
forward.
Cooking right now. I'm burning the food.
Come on.
Caleb Collins. Caleb Collins donated $2 saying, Darth Jar Jar is in the next Lego Star Wars game.
Nice. Of course he is. Obviously.
Dude, imagine. No, we're not.
If they add Glup Shitto to the Star Wars Lego games, I would freak it.
Dude, I would love my
go crazy.
Was that supposed to go next to my like Lord of the Rings entire Mordor set, and then also like
you know what they should do? You know when the Lego, you know in the Lego games, you get like those special blocks, and they make a big thing at the end of the game, and it's just Glup Shitto.
That would be so cool.
Whole game.
Okay, that's really a reward for 100%ing the game.
You
build Glup Shitto.
Disney is already like smack me over the head with like what they're producing. I don't need that in my life. I think I couldn't
even watch Star Wars in a while. It might be good again. I don't even know. I doubt it, but it might.
I'm not gonna win.
Disney's on Bombad.
Lisa thinks Hal's gonna win.
Oh,
you saying dick do do now?
Oh, yucky yucky poo.
I said dig instead of big, and that was
classic.
I'm just gonna call that out before everyone else in the chat does.
No, when you mispronounce something, you just gaslight them. Say, "No, I did say big."
Yeah.
You're hearing things, you crazy. You crazy?
Or maybe we mispronounced it on purpose so that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I
get more interaction in the video.
Yes.
True. Yeah.
Me saying corpse for the 5 millionth time. All right. So are you guys ready for question three?
Please. Just quickly, DJ Beast donated $2 saying, roll up to red carpet with a Glup Shitto face tat. Nice. What will those SoundCloud rappers do next? Shitto tattoo right under the face.
God. Should we do last question then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This one's kind of like it's quite a mouthful because I wrote. Okay, so I'll just read the questions then I'll ask you guys how you guys want to do it. Throughout the Imperium, there are countless guard regiments. Which of these regiments did I make up? And then I put a bunch of names in like short descriptions. Do you want me to just send you the descriptions as I read them? So like you can have them on hand or how do you always want to do
that?
You can read them out.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's five I put. Okay. So first, the Terax Guard, an elite Imperial Guard regiment in which nearly all their guardsmen are trained to the level of commissars and stormtroopers. And then B, the Vitraxi Dragoons. Hailing from a feudal desert world, the Dragoons are known for wearing medieval-style armor and using Lazlocks. Naturally, their commanders wear ornate suits of knight-like armor and have a thing for melee combat. C, the Jopal Indentured. Hailing from the world of Jopal, these guardsmen are born indentured. They are very reserved and defensive in battle, and that makes the Kreeg think they're pussies. Okay? And then D, the Tangor Woad Warriors. Not to be confused with the Tyson boxers, these are really faithful guardsmen who believe that and I quote, belief will conquer bullets. So they go to battle completely naked. And then yeah. E, Arkand Confederates. Based on the short-lived United States Confederacy, these guardsmen fought a civil war on the planet of Providence, and their first company is called the Burning Eagles. If that wasn't on the nose enough, they wear gray uniforms and have hooved sentinels.
So hold on, what we have to pick out?
You have to pick which one I made up. Yeah, I made one up, and the rest are all real. 100%.
You read out just the names of them. Like, just,
yeah,
just
so there's the Terex Guard, the Terex Guard, the Commissars and Stormtrooper one, the Vitraxi Dragoons, the Feudal one, Joe Paul Indentured, they're the pussy one, Tangor Woad Warriors, they're the naked ones, and then Arkand Confederates, they're the Confederate ones.
I know a few of those are real.
Oh.
And I know what they are.
Andy's the real expert.
I actually know this one.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess.
Colin might actually win then.
Ooh.
I feel like the crazy ones, it's so crazy that it must
a
be.
A lot real. Of them are quite crazy, I feel.
What's the first one again? Sorry?
The Terex Guard. Do you want the description as well?
They're the ones that are elite. I feel like that's almost too bland compared to the rest of them. And that might be like...
I just ran out of creativity when I made a fake one. I was like, well, I like Stormtroopers. What if they're all Stormtroopers?
Everyone Commissar. Done.
Yeah, they're there. That's something 40K would do.
Hey, what was the second one again?
The Vitraxi Dragoons. They're from a feudal world.
I don't know if that's the one where, like, there is a Dragoons one, and you've essentially made it sound like another guard regiment.
Would I do that? Would I be that mean?
As in, like, there is a Dragoons one, I think, and then you've made it sound similar to another one.
I think there's like, multiple Dragoons ones.
Well, to be fair, there's, like, three different variants of the Scions. Best of Scions.
Yeah.
You look King Colin, well.
40K's yeah. not known for having completely original names.
Oh, I don't care if I'm wrong on this one.
Right? Should we? Are you guys all locked in?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Should we get into the first answer?
Yeah.
Yep.
The first answer was Andrej Valatok. I think I'm saying that right.
Andre.
There we go. Sorry, my bad. I can't read names.
I just put Goku.
I saw. Yes, you put Goku. That's close enough.
That was Andre.
I went Goku could survive Hell's Reach.
Easy.
Yeah, so Andy's the only one who got it right. Sergey would be a cool name.
I just went generic European. Like, yes.
Sergey's that guy from Black Ops 1.
Oh, yes.
Vorkuta. I just don't know why I remember that.
Black Ops 1 lore, thank you.
No problem.
I'll just put Borat 40K. In
this is now table. A Black Ops stream. No more 40K. That's for nerds.
Mason.
Black Ops.
Mason.
What's your favorite Black Ops zombie maps?
Oh, you bastard. I was going to ask that at the end.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think Colin asked that to me when I was streaming with him. And I was like, I don't know what the maps. Right.
What do the numbers mean? What do the numbers mean?
Disappointing.
All right. Should I get into the second one?
We're ready. Yeah.
This was the Calibrax pattern. Did anyone get that?
I put hell
I, no.
No.
I don't think I want to say my answer.
No, but come on. I like your answer. I think you should say it. 3,000.
Oh dear. My Rick and Morty lore is impeccable. Oh god.
All right.
I just put two. I put a number two.
The number would have been five. you're three off, close enough.
I thought it was like a Mark II Lasgun done. Okay.
The Mark II Lasgun would either be like the biggest piece of shit or the best gun in the game. Knowing how 40K works.
Yeah.
Say it loud in front of the class, Hal. No, DJ Beast is over.
All right. Shall we start with the last one?
Yeah.
The answer was the Traxi Dragoons were made up.
Do it.
I changed my mind last second.
Because I know there's going to be Dragoons.
What'd you guys all put?
I put Road Warriors because naked Dragoons. Guys on bikes is too Mad Max.
The Road Warriors are funny.
I knew.
Well, it's funny because they're spelled Road Warriors, like WOAD.
Yeah, they're like the. It's like kind of based off the Celtic, like old tales of them going into battle with just.
Oh, is that why it's spelled Road Warriors? Yeah. I thought they just had like a freaking lisp or something. That's why I put the Mike Tyson boxers.
No, it's
the Wobolias.
It's like the Woad or something. Whatever it was used to be, I don't remember exactly, but
That's pretty cool.
Because you threw me off because I know there's Vitrian Dragoons is the one that Hal was referencing.
Yeah, I actually was that mean. I did put that.
And I, well, and I was right.
I had to throw you off.
And I put my answer in, and then you said that, and a part of me
was like,
died,
"Oh no, he's on to me. I got to throw
that
him
was
off."
A taunt at my expense because I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I literally lost him out, and then I did.
Or maybe he just can't pronounce words good.
Oh. Yeah, no, I usually can't pronounce words good. No, yeah, there is one. Yeah, it's whatever you said. But they're slightly different. They're like a mechanized infantry unit, I believe.
Not to be confused with the Ventrillians, which are a different.
The Ventrillians are Peachy's guard.
Yeah, they're the guys with the big plumes.
I thought the Joe Paul indentured were really funny when I learned about them. If you look at their uniform, like, is the most horrendous looking uniform ever. It's literally like, like the 90s Solo Cup teal. No, not Solo Cup, Dixie Cup. And then, like, it has polka dots.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Ugh.
They're pretty fun.
Gross. Honestly,
they did give us naked guardsmen. Yeah. They have like official art. Yeah. They're like Lasgut is covering their cock.
Jesus. I literally, any of them could have been completely false on it. Like, I just love that part of Warhammer. It's just so stupid.
There's just so many stupid guard regiments, yeah.
I just love it. It's like when you explain to someone about Warhammer, you're like, oh yeah, purple makes the orc sneaky, and then there's like,
are you serious?
Yes, 100%. It actually works, though.
Right. Yes. And okay, so if I'm not mistaken, I think Colin's either winning or tied with Andy.
He's winning.
Yeah, he has
Colin,
one over
by
yet,
my
right?
count, has 6 points. I have 5. But at least we're not Hal with 2 points. Nina, Nina, Nina.
Andy, how many wins do I have in the pub quiz?
I don't know. I didn't count.
Wow, that many. I think it's something like 12 or 15.
You have 12 wins and Colin has 2. You guys gotta let him win.
Shut up.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is just
the thing is, Colin, do you remember the time when I had a winning streak and everyone was mad at me and then Hal passed?
It was the first few like ones we did, and then then Hal was like, I'm actually going to win everything going forward.
And Hal went Super Saiyan. And we were like,
He started researching him. He has an inside man. Tells him the topics.
Because a lot of the stuff is like when I do my videos, I have to read every single book related to the thing, so I've just kind of built up a very specific knowledge on certain things, and other things I'm just like way over my head, like generic stuff in 40k, some tabletop things, just I miss it because I just
you know, my brain's weird like that too. Like, I'll read so much stuff and then I'll like go in one ear, one out the other, but then like some obscure random fact will stick with me and I'm like, why do I know this? What the hell? What is wrong with me?
I'm letting the team down on this one though. Sorry, brothers, had me on the wins. It's not happening.
All good.
Oh, pain.
All right. Well, how do you guys want to do this bonus question? Do you want to make it? So I'll just say the question, and I'll ask you guys how you want to do it. The question is: name as many regiments as you can that got official models. And so, do you want to make it like a point each, or do you want to make it like, oh, if you get 3, you get a point. If you get blah 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 or whatever, you get a point. Or do you want to just do it like whoever gets the most?
Maybe.
What do you guys want to do with that? I mean, you could give Hal the chance to make a comeback if he just knows all his guard lore.
We don't want that.
Models,
Colin.
We don't want that.
Opinion.
I don't have one. Whatever.
I reckon.
Happiest.
I reckon groups of numbers per point rather than 1 point each. Otherwise, it might be a bit.
Yeah, 1 point each might just swing it a ton.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just say then, like, 4 is 1 point, 8 is 2 points, and then just so on. Or do you guys want to do it less, like 3 or?
Yeah, 3 is 1. 3 is 1.
3 is 1? All right. Yeah. Okay, then.
DJP says if Hal loses, string him up like Jesus Christ. Bro, what?
That's crazy.
Impossible. Colin win. What next? Eldar winning.
Yes, on tabletop they're all.
Colin, if you win, they get their last Crone sword. If not, you let them down.
The Inari are finally allowed to have fun.
Yeah, but if not, it's your fault.
So is it time for me to just start naming regiments?
Yeah, I want to just like say how many can you do in like 4 all minutes or whatever.
All right, I just have one.
Okay,
before we commit.
Wait,
is the 500 different numbers of Cadians going to count as a different regiment?
No, they like the woods.
I've already started typing, to be honest.
Here, I'll start a little 4-minute timer. I feel like 5 minutes is too much almost.
It might be.
This would be extremely
to my typing.
Yeah, we're gonna be
married. The ASMR portion of the show.
Oh man.
Come on, put your mic right next to your keyboard and type all the guard regiments you think of. And keep in mind, this is for like once I got official models, not just like guard regiments in general.
I think the tactic is you just got to name as many as you can, and then
and then like whatever you get sticks.
Bruh.
You could honestly make up a few. I mean, they're close. You didn't take a sip of water.
God, I'm gonna struggle here.
I believe in you. You can make a comeback.
The only comeback here is one unwanted.
With the cum gutter 3000.
Oh yes, yeah. Wow. That's the only bit you'll remember after this. Oh god.
Should I read SC6115's or 615's comment while you guys do that? Been following for a couple months. Finally got to catch a lie from the backbone of the Imperium. Keep on uncovering the lore for us, brothers. Thank you for the kind words.
I can't think of any model.
That's true, Polk. If Colin wins, the Eldar gets to move forward. If not, Korn wins.
What has official models, though? That's hard.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wanted to limit it somewhat just so, like, you can't just name any, like, random Imperial Guard regiment. Because, like, honestly, I can't keep track of them either.
I'm angry I forgot most of the ones from the last one. Shit.
Yeah.
There was four right there, and I only remember one of them.
But none of those guys would have models. They're all a bunch of weirdos.
No, but they're still regiments. They're there.
No, but it's ones that got official models. Like, on the box was, like, named, this is a Canadian Shock Trooper box.
Oh, okay.
Time to delete, like, half these answers.
Well, they might be right.
It's not worth it.
I'm just going to, like, send what I can remember. Enjoy.
Just, like, shotgun blasted.
Yeah, basically.
Right, you know what? I'm done cooking. I'm done trying.
How many did you get, Colin? Just one.
I put 9 in. Although one of
that
them
could be 3 points. That could be
one of them. I'm not completely positive about. Two of them actually. I'm not totally certain they had models.
We shall see. There's 1 minute left.
Try not to miss any of the obvious ones.
Yes, don't miss the obvious ones. That would be bad. There's a few that are like less obvious too. So, I mean, if you know a somewhat famous regiment and are on the fence,
I've just sent you everything I can think of, and you'll have to weed out the ones that are wrong.
Yeah, I'll just
because I'm not taking that chance. I'm not deleting anything.
This might be.
Then you hear it, and you're like, "Damn it, I had that."
Exactly. Yeah.
No, every wrong one you get is minus 2 points from your total score.
Oh, that could be an interesting
question. Oh, shit. No.
That'd be cruel.
Damn it, Alex.
As if every 20 seconds. Veterillion Dragoons wasn't cruel, but it was like, I know exactly what you did, sir. You took a vowel.
That one was cruel.
You took out one vowel and went,
I misspelled it essentially, and I changed their lore.
Yeah. Especially the way you described them, and you were like, "Oh, and they wear this armor, and they come from," and I was like,
"Yeah,
checks out."
That would be a cool regiment. I'm sure there is one. All right, timer's up.
Oh, I'm hopeless.
All right,
before we begin, can we just read out this donation from Raw 666, who donated $5?
Thank you, Raw.
Joke. Can we ask our own bonus questions? Mine is, which Imperial Guard regiment are based off Warhammer Fantasy factions? I only know two.
I don't know anything about fantasy.
Oh my god, bro. There's a whole new... I mean, there's this thing called the End Times. Ignore that. But everything else is a whole new world.
Everything else is great. That, not great. Opposite of great.
Might I suggest you check out a series on YouTube? I heard it's pretty good. It's called Fantasy Fireside. I don't know. The hosts seem pretty cool. I don't know.
Patrick and Felix.
Here, I'll tell you up how many you guys got right. Oh, you really did just put every single regiment.
Yeah.
You
this is Andy.
I just hot shot as many rounds as I could.
Oh, I've missed
the Tempestus Clowns.
Oh, no, I've missed. Oh, I didn't know that one.
Who
charge it up. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I wonder if there's like just a regiment that is just named like Slur or something. Because at this point, like, I'm not surprised GW haven't.
I mean, GW's made some interesting decisions previously with some other models, and
there is no stereotype unturned.
Or the Confederacy regiment.
That was so funny. I mean,
don't people get their feathers ruffled with the Praetorian Guard a bit? Who are like that? Like,
yeah, they're like the British, yeah.
The British ones, yeah.
I'm glad you said
no
it.
Tea. Yeah, with no tea in it. British.
Brish.
The brisket.
I could go for some barbecue now, you bastard.
Bro, I'm about to revolt. There's a 2% tax and we don't have representation. I'm probably paid 20%.
Maybe you should have given us some reputation.
All right, I got
maybe I should learn how to speak before I open my mouth.
America's got plenty of reputation.
EJB said
America's never done anything bad. What are you guys talking about?
No.
There we go.
What is this? All right, I did the tallies. Do you guys want to hear?
I do.
We're ready.
All right. So first off, Colin got 8 right, which would be 2 points.
Oh, which one did I miss? Ooh. Was it the?
It was the Armageddon Orc Hunters. They never got like official models.
They've got they're in White Dwarf.
Yeah, but they didn't get a kit. That was just Catachan, wasn't it?
I was hoping you wouldn't count it.
Well, I can count it.
I'm sorry.
If you get that 1 point, that would be the difference between 2 or 3 points.
I know.
But oh man, I don't know. What do you guys want to do with that?
Be nice to
him. Have an official
all right. I'll give you the point.
They're converted.
That's a cool
can models.
That's a cool conversion.
They are
the axe they did.
Yeah.
So Colin gets all right,
we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you.
As much as like some other things are conversions of other models too. Yeah. So
all right. So Colin got 3 points then, and then
nice.
Andy, Mr. the Remembrancer, got 12 correct. So that would be 4 points.
Ooh. Hot damn.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he got almost all of them. I think he only missed the Necromunda spiders.
I don't even know about them.
The who?
Huh.
I think the original like guard models that came out in Rogue Trader were supposed to be the Necromunda spiders, which is like the regiment made up of a bunch of gangers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
And then Hal, he got 10 right, so that's 3 points.
Did I?
Pretty good.
10. Yeah. Wow, that was a total
guess. I think everyone you put was right, if not.
Hot damn.
Maybe one was wrong. Because I assume solar means like solar auxilia. And
yeah.
I think it would be dumb to not count that. I mean, they're close enough.
I mean, you said it earlier. So I assumed
the only ones you didn't get right were the Terrax and the Dragoons.
Yeah, I forgot the
You might as well put them. Yeah. All right, so with that, 3 points, 4 points, and 3 points for Colin, Andy, and Hal, respectively.
Did Andy tie?
Does that mean Colin and Hal, or Colin and Andy tied? Or
yes, Hal has 5 points. Me and Colin.
Wait, I thought he had 6 points. Oh wait. Oh, Hal. My bad. I think
he got 3 points. Yeah. So Colin had 5, and I had Colin had 6, and I had 5. But because I got 1 extra point, we've tied.
Well, we can't have that. We need a tiebreaker.
I was going to say, tiebreaker?
All right, who wants to describe the lore of my homebrew regiment? Just kidding. Who watched the stream? Who's a real Crack Duck fan? No, we need a... I guess I'll make like a...
Do you want to have a second just to think about
bonus
it?
Bonus question. Yeah, let me think of something.
Do you have another question? Caleb Collins says, USA question, better barbecue base, vinegar or tomato?
Wait, what? Is he asking like what the better sauce is?
The salt? Yeah, better the barbecue sauce.
Wait, what? Oh, he's asking like if you use vinegar or tomato for the to make the sauce, I assume. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a barbecue making person. I don't really know. Oh man, I need to think of a guard question.
Vinegar is usually spicier stuff and the sauce isn't as thick.
Here's a question for you guys. Have you ever tried vinegar cakes?
No, that sounds not good.
They sound bad. Think? So basically, you take out the rising agent, you replace it with vinegar, and they are like super duper duper like moist, and they're really nice. But then, like a day after you make them, they dry up and they turn horrid. But they used to be made by like paupers, and they're actually really really good. If you Google it, like
did you just say like cakes? Paupers?
Yeah, like poor people could afford the rising agents, so they use vinegar. So paupers,
describe like as paupers,
because it was in olden times.
Is that when he paid with it for with a farthington or something?
Yeah, shillings.
3 shillings.
Caleb said he's being European again.
A smack on the.
I'm not European. Chin.
I'm not a European.
What?
European. European, Harry.
I am an Islander.
Yeah. What continent is the island on? What continental plate?
A European, Harry.
It's betwixt continents.
I'm not American. I'm a Nevada.
No! The UK is not a continent, first of all.
Not yet, it isn't.
Donkey Man,
my homeland used to be a pirate port, so we flew different flags back then.
How about a somewhat easy one? What about just like name as many Imperial Guard tanks that you can?
Sure. Okay.
Is that a good question?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'll give you a minute.
Thanks, Rose Pepe, for putting creamy question mark. Tiebreaker. By Donkey Man USA, says best gritty contest.
That's oh, great. Yeah, there we go. Here, Andy, fix your camera and do a gritty.
Hit the fattest gritty you can.
Hit the fattest gritty you possibly can.
Okay. Win a quiz with no prize. Colin.
Pride is
Jake
prize.
Morton says Colin is from MILF Island, Skibbity Biden.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that'd be sick. My brain's rotten.
I never want to hear Skibbity next to anything else. And Colin's Skibbity an actual Skibbity fan.
Hard. It goes hard. Skibbity toilets nuts.
There's also including Horus Heresy tanks, I assume as well.
I'm fine with the media. I'm just not fine with the culture. In reference to Skibbity toilets, did you see that kid getting like a shot or something? He was screaming, "Skibbity doo 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 doo, Skibbity doo doo doo!" He's praying to his patron god,
bruh.
Honestly, right, true. You got 5 seconds to get your final answers in. As many guard tanks as you can.
That's all I can think of.
There we go. All right. Let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Pancreas got 10.
Oh, wow.
And out of the 10 were almost all Baneblade variants.
It counts.
Yeah.
There should be 100 of them. Counts.
Oh, yeah. and Andy only got 5.
One, two, three, four, five.
And you put a rhino for one of them. Does that count as a guard tank?
It is a tank still.
They can
it's
use
a tank.
Them.
Well, yeah, Colin just absolutely smacked.
Let's
Colin
go.
Is a true champion as a guard.
Well done, Colin. Grid.
He remembered every single Baneblade variant.
The thing
almost.
Is, like, it's like Baneblade, Bane Sword, Shadow Sword. So it was like
basically
the first words on top, like one of those.
And nobody put a Chimera, one of the classics.
I don't know if they counted as a tank.
Oh, I guess it's technically like an infantry fighting vehicle or whatever. Well, I guess the Torox wouldn't count as a tank either. Then at that point,
he still won. Caleb Collins.
Pancreas went kind of crazy. He's actually the true guard lord. He knows everything.
Yeah. My hero. He says, Caleb Collins for $2 says, whose country kicks more ass is the Stooner?
Wait, what?
I didn't read it wrong. He says,
his
whose
country
is the
winner?
The Stooner?
Probably is the winner. Probably.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong does kick a lot of ass. He conquered the moon single-handedly.
No, I'll bet I thought of the guy who did the cycling then for a second.
He conquered cheating and cycling.
Isaac Newton invented gravity. Done.
I don't understand why he's Armstrong. It should be leg strong if he's a real cyclist.
The true winner is the Brit who helped invent the World Wide Web, which allows us to all work. So
I thought he was Scottish.
That's still British.
Yeah. They don't like being called British, but it's fine.
That's true. That's true.
Get mad at you.
Scotland and say
but the passport is still British as a
Swan. Crazy when you look at like how much stuff the Scots have invented, though. Loads.
Don't forget Buzz Aldrin and third guy. That's so foul.
No, come on.
He didn't get to go to the moon, and now he doesn't get to be remembered. What the hell?
Truly sat in the cockpit chair.
You take that back to the old guy. I mean, the third guy. Well, he is old now. He's so
and the cup
chair. Michael Collins, you rat.
Yeah, that's we all do that. We're all space fans.
Angry Homunculus, $2. He says, take the guard. Oh. Take the guard simp crown from Bricky, Colin. Coffee hey, grounds for snorting.
There we
says,
go.
Of course he knows the guard well. He said it himself in brackets. The Imperium is in the closet to the Skaven, and we know how he feels about rats. Crimson Glory also says Colin knows three things: corn, Phoenix Kings, and guard.
Phoenix Lords.
Phoenix Kings.
That's a different position.
He's gonna get mad though.
Damn,
oh,
man.
Boy. Oh boy.
Let's
plastic bag saying Scottish is British.
Wow, Scottish is British is
how
British.
Is having a stroke.
Yeah.
British cope.
True. True. Yeah, they don't like to claim us.
They don't want to.
I don't know if I can take the guard sim crown from Bricky though. I don't have any guard minis.
How
well, that's
could
a lie.
You?
I have a single metal rattling.
Hey, there we go.
That one with DJ Beast.
Oh, DJ Beast says Colin won the quiz. Now forehead duel with Bricky.
That's crazy.
That will truly be the battle of titans.
Bro, I said it before. We should definitely like sponsorships. We should just put it on our big foreheads. Honestly,
yeah. There we go.
That was a poor hammer thumbnail.
Yeah, we have good real estate.
Yeah.
We have real estate.
Bruh, are you telling me like we won't get like a manscape just like big a lot left?
Dude, not even that. I'll just write shave like your balls on my head.
Shaving the word manscaped into your hair. Everything
all
else
right,
is
maybe no.
That would be dedication. That would be the number one manscaped ad. You'd be like, look how precise these tools are.
Pinky Prime, thank you so much. Colin W.
Oh, let's go. Apparently, from what I've been hearing, it's not all too common.
But... No, it's actually for the quiz quite rare.
if there's anything Horus Heresy, Colin
I'm
doesn't.
Out.
Yeah,
he just gets this glazed look on his face, and we're like, yeah, he's somewhere else.
The eyes are open, but no one is home.
Thank you, Lloyd.
The eyes are open, but the bed is not made.
Thank you,
Craig Duck. Shut up. What were you saying? What were you saying before?
Oh,
we
yeah,
started this?
I was sympathizing with him. I said, I don't make my bed ever. I don't think I've made my bed in the last year.
Brother, comment here by Beloink, who says foreheader 40,000 centimeters. Thank you for the titling. Wow. Coffee Grind says, sources, why is there a specific elf emoji?
Wait, what?
Yep, Apple has an elf emoji.
Oh, yeah, they do.
There's like
damn.
Two.
Oh.
And they have a mermaid emoji. They went
there's
the
three elf emojis. And then a third one that looks... No, that's just...
Aren't there like three variants of all the emojis that are like...
Oh, yeah.
It's different colors, isn't it? Because I think somehow like the yellow color, like the default one, wasn't... Like, I don't know, something wasn't cooking with it. Like, people weren't happy or something.
They didn't like the default yellow? What's wrong with yellow?
I don't know. It's Simpsons, isn't it? It's just Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons and Asians. Yellow. That's me. My girlfriend calls me a Simpson all the time, and it's so mean. Because, so I went to the dentist, and he's like, you have a 100% overbite. And I said, what? How? And also, I'm Asian, so she's like, yellow and overbite, you're a Simpsons character. And I say, stop!
You go, no.
The Simpsons are like pale white.
Oh, bullied at home, bullied in the workplace. Truly.
The struggle of having a 100% overbite, apparently.
100%.
Like, I don't know how it's even possible because like I don't look like you've seen those pictures with like people with like no chins or anything, and that's what I would imagine with like 100% overbite. But that I don't look like that. Or maybe I do.
Like he's more overbite than man.
Yeah, I guess so. 100% overbite.
We've got Caleb Collins donating another $2 saying Colin has the debate crown despite being a simp.
That's okay.
Ah, yes, there we go. Debate crown.
Yeah. Was it
well, really, master debater?
If you don't know about fantasy, Devin, like there's a character called Teclis who's basically like a high elf wizard.
Uh-huh.
Colin, what do you say about Teclis when particularly?
Oh, if we were in a room together, one of us is coming out pregnant.
Yeah,
that's pretty epic. I think I've heard about Teclis on the Astartes Anonymous podcast, and that might have been the Colin episode.
In fact, I believe that was.
Oh man,
I'm not proud of my performances, particularly on that podcast. I foul.
I think it's fine if this is the new status quo. I think when Eli comes back, he'll be like, yeah, this is good. This is good. I like this.
Excellent. I just talked about Teclis and impregnating Teclis. I know Teclis is a color.
Is it? Teclis is like a Teclis light blue. Teclis blue. it's a GW color, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
As just to finish on this note, I was on the Astartes and Honors podcast, and I think there's a bit of talk about Primark tragedies. It's like a recent episode.
Yes, you were dabbing.
Like, and there's a bit where someone, I think it was, I can't remember who, someone said something about like, oh, poor Lorgar, he was beaten as a child. And I literally just went, how? Like, how is that possible? Like, he's a Primark? I don't know.
How was he beaten? They probably hurt their fist on him.
Yeah, I don't know how you could possibly, like, obviously like, that's a hot take, but I don't know how you could possibly
probably emotionally beating him, like, you're a nerd, you'll never be as good as Dorne. And he's like, who's Dorne? You'll see.
Hold on. just so I don't take you out of context here, Hal. So what you're saying is you support child abuse if they are a superhuman demigod.
I don't think it was possible.
Just say you should
they're strong enough. Just hit them is what you would say, I would imagine.
It's the equivalent of like a little, like a really, like a baby kicking you in the shins, and you're just like,
I mean,
maybe
that could be weird if... little baby Angron, didn't he kill like a bunch of Eldar?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so Perturabo was or Lorgar was the one who got beat.
Lorgar got beaten up.
Oh wait, I made a Perturabo jerk earlier. I misheard you, but yeah. Oh well, Lorgar isn't he like supposed to be like the physically weakest one? He's kind of a nerd.
He's just not trained himself to be like a combatant. So he's not, I don't think any Primarch is.
I mean, they're all strong, He would just get his ass kicked by like any other Primarch.
He doesn't like fighting because he's like, oh man, I want to lead a sermon so bad right now. Like,
ooh, I want to give a rousing speech.
Rubbing his nipples, ready to do a sermon. Sorry for that.
Finishing up,
10 bucks says you guys should get into Lancer, especially what you, Colin. You'd love it. Also, I asked the lads what to start a YouTube channel on Warhammer. Where I start.
Just start yapping.
With the camera. Yep. Well, you don't even need a camera, a microphone.
It's always. It's going to be most difficult when you haven't got like a backlog or an archive. So like, just get into it. It's not going to be perfect. Get into it. You'll get better. You'll start to think, oh, my old videos are cringe. Like we all do.
Yeah.
You get better.
I hate my old video.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to
literally has audio in one ear for whatever reason. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I got trouble. Like, cause I didn't work. I didn't really understand. Like, why is it formatting? Like, not in the correct way, like it had like black side, and I was like, oh, I actually have to like render it in the right frame size.
I was so stupid when I first started. I purposely put the black bars because I was like, oh, it'd be like a reference to like old TV shows where they're like in 4:3, and it was like, and now I'm like, that's the dumbest idea ever. Nobody wants to watch a fucking square. There's a reason we switched to widescreen.
I didn't realize people edited their audio.
Oh, I didn't know either. Faster.
Because I thought when I just did like a normal, I just pressed record and I started talking, and people said, "Man, you sound slow." And I think they made that in two different ways. But yeah, I didn't realize people actually cut up their audio and then like put it closer together.
I didn't know that either.
If you want to start one, you honestly just have to. I think I don't know if there's like a unique. Usually, there's a USP, which is like, what do you do that's slightly different from somewhere else. No one ever really knows what that thing is until they see it. But you just got to start.
And if you experiment, some stuff will fail, some stuff will succeed. You'll find what succeeds, and you can pursue that. So just try stuff out.
I could honestly say, like, just putting stuff out there makes you learn faster. I feel like once I started actually doing it, I like learned exponentially faster than when I was just like theoretically. I was like, okay, well, theoretically, if I did this, it would make it better. But once I like actually put a video out, I'm like, oh wait, this would actually make it better.
Yeah, you'll see what you're good at eventually.
Yeah,
also got a donation from Gamoff Draws for $5 saying, "Lorgar doesn't want to fight because he wants to get back to his choir boys. Primark has his needs, you know.
Doesn't have time to fight because he wants to fuck his choir boys."
Angry Homunculus just typed meth in the chat.
just meth.
I think other than that, though, that might be. I think we've quizzed, though. I think We had to probably wrap it up there, brothers.
Coffee Ground says, Desmond, call in, tell Crack what you think about your own videos. What does that mean? Before we leave.
What? He says, what do you think about your own videos?
My own videos? I don't know. They're mid.
Yeah, I think everyone doesn't like their own stuff. That's the weird part. Yeah. Like, they don't love their own stuff. It's hard to describe what everyone else sees in it.
I don't know. I feel like
I think you get like a special kind of pride, but it's a pride where it's like, I fucking hate this. But yeah, it's like, I'm proud it's here.
Oh, the old one specifically. Oh, those are, man, I sounded like I was gonna kill myself. I sounded horribly depressed.
I think we're all much more self-critical about it than most people watching. Like, most people are switched off. Like, when I watch other people's stuff, I'm not like thinking about, oh, you know, that audio is a bit weird there, or like, oh, that visual is like, no one else. You're your own worst enemy or worst critic.
No, I literally like sit there redrawing a circle because I'm like, it's not round enough, and I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. Nobody's gonna notice this one frame of a circle.
Endless round, just the perfect
circle. Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe how many times I redrew this like avatar I have now.
I mean, I've been through. Yeah, you just go through periods. You're like, oh man, like especially when you're about to upload a video, and you're like, oh, I think it's good. Then it's about to go live, and you're like, what if it's dog shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if I messed up that one bit and it's not as good as my last one?
Yeah, that's why I didn't upload my misconceptions video until like a week after I started the channel, because I was like, this is horrible. This is the worst video I've ever made out of the like four I've made. So I released it later. But that was like the first one I made.
You just got to go for it with
Got to put that shit out there.
Thank you so much, Devin. Thank you, Crackdaw,
for thank you for having me. This was cool. Yes, thank you. Please
have you back.
Again.
Have you
Unless
you
I was
back.
Horrible. If this video just bombs, feel free to never have me again.
Ah, oh, no, that's all good.
Do it for the love of the game, even if it bombs.
For the game, yes. Yeah. I'm glad I could lead Colin to a victory. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
I studied his channel, so I knew exactly how many points he would get. I knew he would win by a 1-point lead.
Just the slightest of margins.
It was a thrilling ride.
Truly the hero of the people.
Yes.
Devin
gripping his armchair. Now he's going to go celebrate his victory in the cup chair. But thank you so much for watching.
In the golden throne.
The golden throne behind him. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you made it this far, obviously, please do like it. We should always say it at the beginning, and I forget every time. Again, like we're on Spotify and other things just for offline audio if you guys are traveling and things. And thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys all very soon. More podcasts.
Thank you,
guys. Appreciate you guys.
Lord Crimes viewers.
Thank you. Don't commit war crimes, only law crimes.